Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Hey, everybody. Happy Tuesday morning. So today's show is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to be solo on the mic today and just answer some questions and concerns I get from a lot of people. So sometimes I'm going to try this. If you like the solo on the mic, we did one way back with why isn't Stripe in Hong Kong, and that one actually gets a lot of hits on the site and still a lot of comments. So maybe this one will be a popular one too. So about Hong Kong a lot here, but you know, of course there's lots of chances to open up a... So here's a common question. Why should I set up a company in X country, right? Of course, this show is always about Hong Kong, but let's just break it down even before that. Why should I set up a company in any specific country? So normally, of course, we are born in a specific country and we grow up there and we go to school there and we maybe work there and then we set up a company there. And we think that's the right place to set up a company because that's where we were born and that's where our parents are and our friends are. But obviously, we are a very global, international, you know, flat world now. And that matters kind of less and less. And you can set up companies basically anywhere now based on, you know, anything. So I think that's why I get a lot of people asking me, where should I set up my company? What is the right place to do it? So I have five reasons here that maybe you should use in your like decision making process to do it. So the first one is you're trying to sell to those people in that country. So of course the biggest economies in the world now are America and China. So if you're trying to sell to Americans, it might make sense to set up a company in America because it's probably the easiest place to accept credit cards from people in that country, to accept checks, to accept, you know, bank transfer by, you know, ACH or basically direct deposit. So I know we talk about Hong Kong a lot here. You know, some people like to use Hong Kong. We'll go through that in future points because also their suppliers in Asia and their staff might be in Asia and their customers could be not just in America, but everywhere in the world. But I think still, you know, the U.S. is a easy place to do business and you have tons and tons of choices to accept credit cards. Of course, people can have merchant accounts in Hong Kong and other places around the world. But basically, first is think about where you're trying to get your customer. In China, it's very hard to accept money from customers when you're not in China, when you don't have a company here and a bank account here in China. So that's why usually I have to advise clients to set up a company inside of China to sell to Chinese customers. China's a pretty strict place with banking regulations and their currency, so it's pretty hard to accept money from Chinese people with a company and bank account outside of China. So especially if you want to do a Chinese business, you're probably going to need to set up a Chinese company. So this is the first point, is where is your target customer when you're thinking about where to set up your company? The next big point is, are you going to hire staff? And I put in parentheses, legally. You know, this is another big point. Where is your staff and your operations going to be? I know we're living in an online world and there are sites like Odesk, which is now Upwork. And there's these other sites that you can pay freelancers and contractors. But at a certain point, you might get big enough or you might just want to deal with somebody in-house that has an employment contract with you and is working with you full time. And usually to legally pay that person, they are probably living in one specific country. I know there's a lot of maybe location independent entrepreneurs maybe listening, but you know, still, I guess let's just make the assumption that there is a person that lives in a fixed place and has an apartment and pays taxes somewhere. So if you want to hire this person legally and they want to be hired legally, you're going to need a company in that country. So, you know, that's just something to consider. Of course, there's always workarounds where you could hire a third party company to hire them for you and pay that company and subcontract to them. But let's just keep it simple for your decision-making process of where do you plan to hire your staff? Which country do you, you know, want to hire? That might be another point in your decision-making of where to set up your company. So let's move on to point three. Point three is one I've used is where do you want to get a proper work permit or a proper residence visa to be able to legally stay in a certain country. So I know a lot of people travel around, just hop around on tourist visas or business visas. But if you really want to stay in one place for an extended amount of time and you're not a citizen of that country, you're going to need some kind of a proper visa. So I just read Startup Land book by the CEO of Zendesk, and he had a great one in there talking about he came from Europe to America and he had to deal with a lot of paperwork and company changes and visas. So, you know, while maybe he could have kept his company in Denmark and maybe lived in America, that probably wouldn't have worked too long because he probably would have gotten the U.S., you know, tax authorities and government maybe to, send him, tell him he's got to get legitimate or get out. So, you know, I set up a company in China. One of the perks that I got was an investment visa. Well, it's basically like a investor status work permit. So I'm the owner of my Chinese company and I hired myself and I have an investment status as the investor of my company as an employee. So I can stay in China legally and work legally in China. Whereas if I didn't have a company, I'd have to have someone else hire me and get an employment visa under their company, maybe a spouse visa with my wife. I'm married now. I know some people said I should look into that. But basically, you know, living outside of your home country is always a challenge. And if you're going to be planning to live outside your home country and you want to, you know which country you're going to stay in, you might want to consider getting a visa legitimately or permanent kind of status by maybe setting up a company there. So that's point three. Point four is maybe you want to raise money or get investment in a specific country. So this one also I've learned a lot as I've done different fundraising. Basically, a lot of times the investors feel comfortable with jurisdictions that they are in. So they might want you to change. If you already have a company set up, you might have to shut down your company. And then you will have to maybe reopen it if you haven't yet set up the company. You might really want to think about, you know, where you plan to fundraise. You know, a lot of people in Silicon Valley don't invest outside of Silicon Valley. In China, I've, even with a Hong Kong company, sometimes the Chinese investors, they have RMB or Chinese yuan, and they only want to invest in their Chinese yuan in China, so they don't want to send it to Hong Kong or the US, their money or their investment. So you might have to set up a company in China to raise the money. So just think that through too. So, you know, if you are, maybe you're bootstrapping your business and you're not going to be bothering with this, but you might want to consider, you know, having the company structure set up a place where you can raise money easily from investors and they'll feel comfortable, you know, with the legal contracts and other things. So I've been through a Finland company investment. I had to set up a company in Finland for the investment so that he could put the money there. And he was from Finland, so he knew that he could see the bank accounts. He knew the law there. The contracts were in Finland. And then the money would go to China on a monthly basis through another joint venture. But he felt comfortable in that way. So maybe you, of course, don't have to just have one company. And I don't want you guys to get frozen from doing anything and waiting like, oh, maybe I don't set up a company yet or I don't start my business yet. But I'm just trying to give you some points here. And then point five, which is common for Hong Kong. We've talked to some of the guests on the show over the years. They might be setting up their sourcing operations or dealing with suppliers and other businesses in Asia. So a lot of times people have a company in the US or Australia or Europe where they're selling. So like I said, in point one, you want to sell to these customers in Europe. So you might have a company there. And then you might want to source from factories in China. So you need to pay them. Of course, you could send a wire transfer from Europe or a wire transfer to the US. But if you're going to be doing a lot of different transactions, and especially smaller transactions, maybe you're starting to buy from small factories with small amounts and other things, you might want to have a company in, say, Hong Kong or in China directly to make those payments and to do that kind of business. You know, also for like warehousing and fulfillment, you might want to have that set up. It's so these are 5 points. Maybe you want to write them down and think about them when you're setting up your company and deciding which country to use. Of course, all of these are very complex, and I'm just kind of talking about it in like 2 minutes each point. But the main idea is there's different governments and jurisdictions and laws and taxes and all these different countries. And of course, you can work with partners and just pay these companies in those certain countries for those different services. So you could technically receive money through another company and pay them a fee, and then they pay you the sales in another country. You can hire people through other companies. You can potentially get hired in a visa with another company to stay in that country. You know, you could fundraise, maybe just set up a specific company later for that fundraising. And paying suppliers, you could have, you know, another partner company or one sourcing agent that you pay that does all of that. So, you know, I hope today was helpful. This is a little bit of a shorter show. It's just me on the mic, but I'm going to start to try this where I pick some specific question or point that I'm getting a lot. And so today's was, you know, where should I set up my company and what should I think about? So I hope it helped out. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I will catch you next week with our regular interviews, okay? And let me know what you thought about this show. It's another experiment. I'm always trying different things, and have a great day. Bye-bye.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.